And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 6th of August, 2013. It's the birthday of Alfred Lord Tennyson, born in Lincolnshire, England in 1809. Tennyson gave us some of the most familiar lines in English poetry, including, "'Tis better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all," and "'There's not to reason why, there's but to do and die." His famous lyric poems include Tears, Idle Tears, and Crossing the Bar, but many consider Tennyson's masterpiece to be In Memoriam. He started writing the elegy in 1833 after his close friend Arthur Hallam had a cerebral hemorrhage and died suddenly. The poem was controversial because it questioned the tenets of the Christian faith. Tennyson wrote, "Who trusted God was love indeed, and love creation's final law, though nature, red in tooth and claw, with ravin shrieked against his creed." It wasn't until 1850 that he published the poem, 17 years after Hallam's death. That same year, he was appointed Poet Laureate of England, succeeding Wordsworth. Tennyson would keep the position for 42 years until his death in 1892, the longest that anyone has ever held the post. After the death of her husband, Albert, Queen Elizabeth was said to have kept a copy of Tennyson's elegy always within reach. And on this day in 1965, Lyndon Johnson signed the Voting Rights Act that ended the long era of voter discrimination in many southern states. Johnson had been delaying legislation on voting rights because he thought it was too soon for it to succeed. But after a group of civil rights marchers were attacked in Selma, Alabama, he gave a speech on TV in which he said, "I speak tonight for the dignity of man and the destiny of democracy. The command of the Constitution is plain. There is no moral issue. It is wrong to deny any of your fellow Americans the right to vote. It is all of us who must overcome the crippling legacy of bigotry and injustice. And we shall overcome." That was the first time a president of the United States had ever used the phrase, "we shall overcome." Martin Luther King Jr. was watching the address on television that night, and he later said that when he heard Lyndon Johnson say those words, he burst into tears. The president signed the legislation a few months later, on this day in 1965. And it was on this day in 1945 that the United States dropped an atomic bomb on the city of Hiroshima, Japan. It was the first time that a nuclear weapon was ever used in warfare, and only the second time that a nuclear weapon had ever been exploded. It was dropped over Hiroshima at 8:15 in the morning. It exploded 1,900 feet above ground. Captain Robert Lewis watched the explosion from his cockpit and wrote in his journal, "My God, what have we done?" And here is a poem by Katha Pollitt entitled Small Comfort. Coffee and cigarettes in a clean cafe. Forsythia lit like a damp match against a thundery sky, drunk on its own ozone. The laundry, cool and crisp and folded away again in the lavender closet. Too late to find comfort enough in such small daily moments of beauty, renewal, calm. Too late to imagine people would rather be happy than suffering and inflicting suffering. We're near the end. But oh, before the end, as the sparrows wing each night to their secret nests in the elm's green dome, oh, let the last bus bring love to lover. Let the starveling dog turn the corner and lope suddenly, miraculously, down its own street, home. Small Comfort, a poem by Katha Pollitt from her collection The Mind-Body Problem, published by Random House and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. This is Billy Collins for The Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us here next time.